Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, October 10th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. We're going to keep this one short today because James is on his way back from Pennsylvania, where I believe it was his son's soccer team, which won a big tournament they were in. So, team. And I have to go pop some popcorn for this Thunderdome Mad Max debate that we're about to have. So, on to the news. On Friday morning, Scott Rudin answered the question we'd asked on Thursday's episode of Today on Broadway, and that was, why exactly did the Sally Field, Joe Mantello-led production of Tennessee Williams' A Glass Menagerie move from the John Golden Theater on Broadway to the Music Box Theater? Well, we got our answer when he announced that he would be bringing Lucas Nath's new play, A Doll's House Part 2, to Broadway in the spring at, you guessed it, the John Golden Theater. It'll be led by a veritable who's who of theater legends, including three-time Emmy winner and three-time Tony Award nominee Laurie Metcalf, Academy Award winner Chris Cooper, Tony winner Jane Houdyshell, and two-time Tony Award nominee Condola Rashad. The play will begin performances on Saturday, April 1st, 2017, with a 16-week limited engagement that will officially open on Thursday, April 27th, the last day for Tony consideration. The play, as you can probably guess, picks up after Henrik Ibsen's most cherished work concludes, and it will be directed by Tony Award winner Sam Gold, who is starting to get into Ivo Vanhove territory in terms of how many projects he's behind. In A Doll's House Part 2, many years have passed since Nora decides to leave her family, and now she has returned to her former home. And the questions are asked, why and what does it mean for those she left behind? I don't have the answers to those questions, but you can get them on Broadway in just a few months. This next article we're going to talk about came out on Wednesday of last week, and the reason we didn't talk about it before because it is near unintelligible as most articles are in Page Six, but Cindy Adams dropped a little Broadway gossip when she said, quote, those Harry Potter plays play the Al Hirschfeld next season. We've heard rumors about Harry Potter and the Cursed Child transferring from London to Broadway and probably finding a fairly big house to play in, and the Hirschfeld would be an appropriately sized theater as it seats 1,424 people. However, it is currently occupied by Kinky Boots, which has not yet posted a closing notice. We've talked in the past when we've discussed grosses that it is doing fairly well, not great, but not awful. So we'll see if an announcement comes for Kinky Boots anytime between now and the first of the year, and whether or not Harry Potter will look to get in either for this theatrical season or maybe over the summer and the fall of 2017. However, Cindy Adams was not done. She also posited that Allison Janney will be in Six Degrees of Separation's first Broadway revival. She didn't exactly say when that would happen. I'm on record as being a gigantic Allison Janney fan, and even though she isn't a fantastic singer, I still maintain that she was fantastic in 9 to 5. At least with Cindy Adams' New York Post colleague Michael Riedel, he at least attributes things to sources, even though they're on deep background. She just says things, so I'm not 100% sure that this is real, but I would have no problem with it either way, because Harry Potter would definitely bring a new demographic to Broadway as it is doing in the West End, which is fantastic. And anytime CJ Craig steps on a Broadway stage, that's a positive for everybody in the community. Next up, let's talk about this week's theatrical schedule. And because we're getting into that time of year when Broadway shows are opening, we're going to talk about just Broadway shows opening in the next week. The first happens tonight, and that is Oh Hello on Broadway, which stars Nick Kroll and John Mulaney as two 70-year-old confirmed bachelor friends who pretty much hate everything. Think a less erudite Stadler and Waldorf sitting in a bagel shop. They play Gil Faison and George St. Geegland. They've been playing these roles for about 10 years now in different forms of this act. It is part theater, part improv, where they do engage the audiences, and it's been getting a lot of positive word of mouth already in its preview process and during its off-Broadway run, which happened earlier this year. The limited engagement of Oh Hello on Broadway runs through January 8th at the Lyceum Theater. On Thursday, the Manhattan Theater Club's Broadway transfer of The Two-Hander Heisenberg, starring Dennis Arnett and Mary Louise Parker, opens. The show has recently been extended through December 11th. Like Oh Hello, this show played off-Broadway last season and got fantastic reviews. The play is by Mark Brokaw, and like with Oh Hello, with Heisenberg, and the next show we're going to talk about, we'll bring you a roundup of the biggest reviews for each show when they open. Finally rounding out the week of Broadway openings is the Roundabout Theater Company's revival of Anton Chekhov's play The Cherry Orchard, starring Diane Lane, Chuck Cooper, John Glover, Harold Perrineau, Joel Grey, Tavi Gevinson, Celia Keenan-Bolger, and more. It is an incredible ensemble cast. The show is currently on sale through December 4th, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see an extension come in the 2 or 3 days before the opening, which is what Roundabout did with Holiday Inn and does with a lot of their other shows. Simon Godwin, the associate director at the National Theatre in the UK, directs a fresh new adaptation by Tony winner Stephen Karam of The Humans. So whether you've seen The Cherry Orchard or not, this should be slightly different than what you've seen before. And while we will have the roundups of all the reviews here on Today on Broadway, as these shows open, you can get full reviews from our panel with James, Peter Felicia, Michael Portantier, and anybody else that joins the fun on This Week on Broadway every Sunday. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I am getting ready to watch what could be the most ridiculous and perhaps last presidential debate in the history of the free world. But earlier on Sunday, another form of history was made as Tony Award winner Lena Hall took off the leather jacket that she wears while playing Yitzhak in the national tour of Hedwig and the Angry Inch and took the wig out of the box because she was going to play Hedwig, as she will for one performance each week, as she will be the alternate for Darren Criss. They are out in San Francisco, and I can neither confirm nor deny that there was no soccer tournament that James was at. He actually flew out to San Francisco. He'll have to answer for that whenever he shows back up here. To go along with her first actual performance as Hedwig, Lena posted some really cool pictures on Instagram, so we will link to those in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. If you are anything like James Marino, my friend, and I say this with all due respect, you might want to take a cold shower after looking at these. No judgments, though. All right, and to wrap up this episode, I'm going to recommend the entire episode of Saturday Night Live from this weekend. As you know, as we've talked about before, it was hosted by, I think it's safe to say, the biggest star on Broadway, Lin-Manuel Miranda. And I think he did us theater folk proud. Not only was he really good on Saturday Night Live, but there was a lot of theatrical content. Everything from him rewriting lyrics to Not Throwing Away My Shot for his opening monologue. There was a digital short about what happens at high school cast parties. And there was a Music Man Wells Fargo skit as well. So I think we can let him back on Broadway. He didn't embarrass us too much. So good for you, Lin. In fact, as a whole, the show drew a 5.2 household rating on average, which is just the first overnight ratings. Those will be revised as Nielsen gets information from outside the initial metered geographical regions, and then they start adding in things like Live Plus 3 and Live Plus 7, which is how long it takes people to watch it on DVR. Currently, it already sits as a tie for the best total for the second episode of a season, which goes back to James Franco's episode in 2008. And in the key 18 to 49 demo, it is a 2.4, which is the best for the show since 2013, when Miley Cyrus served as both host and the musical guest for the evening. We will have a link to SNL's YouTube page. You can see all the videos there. And we will embed his really, really good monologue in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. As we said before, and as we're going to talk about on an upcoming episode of Some Like It Pop, which will come out maybe tomorrow or maybe later today if I can get it out quick enough. It's just really cool to see a theater person hosting this pop culture institution and not only just doing it and doing okay and really killing it. I have my issues with Saturday Night Live not being as funny as it was when I was in high school, but I guess that's kind of what everybody thinks. So on the whole, you've got to give it to Lin, really showing that he's got chops far beyond writing raps. All right, thank you for listening today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. And you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. And subscribe to Some Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. As I said, Jen and I recorded on Sunday. And in addition to talking about Saturday Night Live, we both reviewed the movie The Girl on the Train, which is based on a book that Jen recommended to me and that we both really enjoyed. Then we played a game of Live, Binge, or Pass on new TV shows from this fall season. All right, thanks so much for listening. And hopefully, so James and I will talk to you tomorrow.
I am not throwing away my shot. My name is Lin-Manuel. I am hosting SNL, and I am not throwing away my shot. Now, I'm going to go for broke and do it all tonight. Take a swing, pass a baton, give me the ball tonight. I got a Tony and an Emmy and a Grammy, yo. But what I really want is a famous person cameo. Damn, yo, I'm going to do a bunch of sketches. Sometimes I'll play the lead, give you what you need. Got the cue cards for me to read. Yes, indeed, tonight you'll see me at my naughtiest and bawdiest. And now I'm going to walk into the audience. Because I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. This is my one big chance, so bring on the dancers, cause I'm not throwing away my shot. It's time to take a shot. And yes, I'm right in my element. Who knew that Hamilton would be so topically relevant? The way these grandstanding...